Une seconde. Today's question is, what is enlightenment? The word used by the all spiritual masters of the world in one or the other name. Enlightenment, said by the Jesus. Nirvana, said by the Buddha. Kevalya, said by Mahavira. Satyar, said by Guru Nanak Dev. Advait, by the all old Hindu Upanishads. Sthiti Pragya, by Krishna. And all others have said, the one word or the other, for the human being to get to the final stage, and that the final stage is named in different words, but all have the same meaning. What is enlightenment? Nirvana, Kevalya, Sthiti Pragya, Satyar, Advait. One who has taken the birth in the living form, especially as human being, as the first birth by the God, asked you to visit the earth as the home made by God, to tell you to just visit the earth, enjoy all that what is made by the God, and to come back to the God home, to your home, the permanent home. You did not come back, and that not coming back to the God home, your own home, makes you to wander here and there on this earth, dying, taking birth, dying, taking birth, to this earth, where we say the death world. You keep on coming to this world every time because of not going back to the your own house, original house, permanent house, immortal house, the God home. And whenever you get the old memories, whenever you flash back and comes to know that this where I live now, there where my all these nears and dears are there, is all the temporarily. But I have to move to my permanent home and the permanent relatives and friends. When you gather all that knowledge and realizes your mistake of remaining in this death world why so long? And make yourself to move. Make yourself to move for your permanent house, the God home, from where you were sent to visit this earth to enjoy, where you got attachment to all those temporarily your relatives and friends, your nears and dears. And now you could understand that a big mistake had come, because my home is not the home where I stay. My country is not this country where I stay. My relatives and friends are not my relatives and friends to whom I say my nears and dears. And you come to know this all is just nothing but a temporary illusion. In this illusionary world, I try to make somebody dear to me, to make love to me, but no one in this world of mortality, in this illusionary world, I could never get anyone who loves me. Here, all those who say they love, at last they are nothing but the flirts, cheatings. So my expectations of love from someone had gone to the dust now. No one is dear. No one is near in this death planet. And one who is near and dear is only my God, my father, my mother, who sent me to visit the earth, and they are calling me. The sound is coming in me through the one who had gone to the original parents' house, the God house, and had come to give the message. And through his message, I had realized my mistake. I had realized my mistake that no one in this world is mine. To whom I used to say, they are mine. But nothing in this world is related to me. It is all the temporarily on the journey to just enjoy for a short while. Now I have understood this flirt and the cheated and the bogus world. And now I want to go back to my home. Back to my home, the God home. When on the journey to the God home, I am getting so much of relax, bliss moments. So what will be there when I reach to the God home? So that inside, my thirst or the hunger to reach to the God home, to father home, to my mother home, original from where I started my first journey lakhs of years before, and wandering on this earth in this dead world for many births with the all tortures and tears, expectations of somebody will love me, all cheated me, let it be my parents, let it be my wife or the husband, my children. Let it be my big properties, big businesses. All had cheated me. Everything is completely dark. And now I had come to know, in this dead world, nobody loves nobody. So I have no expectations from any of my nears and dears, I had just to go through what I asked in my last birth, in the relaxed state, not asking anything in return, just to accept everything, and just pass from this earth, from this death world, just pass from this temporary nears and dears. I don't have any expectations or desire from this world. This world is dead for me. Dead. Let it be mine with my destiny or anyone out. I see this whole world as a graveyard. I just see it as the cremation ground. In my eyes, I can see the picture of 2120. Today is 2020, and I see the 100 ahead, 2120, that even the child born today, even in my family, will be burning before the 2120. The whole world I have seen as a cremation ground, graveyard. So I don't want to just have any expectations from the dead bodies. This is only the game going on. I have to just play my game. What role is given to me? What game player that like wicket keeper in the cricket ground doing his wicket keeping, bowler doing his bowling, batsman playing with the bat. So just I have to play the game what is given to me. I had been some father or the mother or the son or the daughter, maybe the citizen of America or India and all these bogus things. Everything going in the graveyard. I see the America or the whole world like a graveyard. So I don't like or love anything of this earth. Because if everything is going to diminish, so why should I love? Once I know they all are going to cheat me one day. But it does not mean I am hating it. I just pass through this world. I am just a passenger, a traveler through this world. I am enjoying as I enjoy while going and traveling to some hill stations. In the hill stations or in anywhere, I meet the people on the way or even that place. I had the enjoyment temporarily. So likewise, my family, my children and all, they are the companions for a short journey on my traveling. I don't have any attachments. I could understand, I had been the father of many children, mother of many children, husband of many wives, and wife of many husbands. Had been a citizen of many countries. Now I have known that this all completes the game of the birth and the death. Every birth brings a new role, every death closes a role, and in this role I never take it as a role and I take it as a reality. So taking everything as real makes me bogus at last to weep, because to whom I said my dears are always making just on the back with the knife. They are just cheating and flirting. I had been cheated and flirted many times in this death world. Now I could understand that nobody loves nobody. I have no expectations from anyone on this earth. So when I understand this theory, and in my thought, only one desire left now, just to leave this world, just to go back from this traveling, to meet my parents, the original parents, to meet my near and dears, to whom I say the Krishna, Rama, Buddha, Mahavira, Jesus, Muhammad, Kabir, Farid, Guru Nanak Dev, Sai Baba, Meera, Sahaj, or Lalla, they all are my parents, brothers, sisters, they all are my lovers, beloved, children. No, I love them now. Because they are not going to cheat me anymore. Because they are gone from this death world to the immortal world. They are there. They love. They were loved while in this world. Till the end, they were loving everyone. So their nature became love. So they cannot cheat anyone. Because they are not cheated in this world itself. They were loving all. So I love them. Because they love all. If I love them, they love all, so I also love all. That's why I belong to their family. No, I am in this family in the world, but I am not in this family. My outer body remains here. Inside I am with them only. So when one shifts from this outer mortal world to death world, not having any expectations or desire of this outer world, inner he is connected with that other world where these all godly people are sitting, and no desire, no expectation from any wife, husband, children, relations, friends, no. One who is inside having no attachment to this death world and only looking towards that godly world where all God has gone, not thinking about the dead people of this world, no attachment, but does not mean detachment. Just is passing by. They all are the travelers on the way. They all are just on the way, meeting. Now, I am the traveler going through this world, passing the world. They are the traveler maybe stuck off somewhere with the bungalow, with the car, with their husbands, with their wife, with their children. So they will die and take birth here. I am not going to be here because I don't have any desire of this world. For me, everything is dead. So for me, if I have no desire of this world, this dead world, connected with it, now I have no difference between America, India, Japan, China, I have no difference between my family or the world family. I love all. Now my destiny, which is they have their all rights, and I don't want to just steal their rights, what they have. Whatever in my destiny with them, they have that, but whole world is my family now. So those who come along with me to the God world, they are now the new family, new relationships. But I am not attached to them also, because they may cheat me on the way. They may cheat me. But cheating is the somewhere quality of this death world. So they may also cheat me on the way, so I don't have attachment with them even. I love them, I have the compassion, but I am not attached to anybody. I can come back immediately within the second from this world to the other. Like I change my face from this side to that side. That's all. I'm not attached. So this thing when comes in the mind, you are not anywhere attached to anyone of this world, anything living or non-living, and you are just the traveler now in this world, keeping in front the all godly people, let it be Krishna, Rama, Buddha, Mahavira, Jesus, Muhammad, Kabir, Farid, Meera, Sahaja, Lalla, Lausse, Suret, Sai Baba. If you keep all those people as your nears and dears, and you don't have any attachment or expectations to this death world, that time when in your breath only this thing remains, nothing comes to struck you in this world, no obstacle in this world, in this death world, it means you are enlightened one. It means nirvana, sthiti pragya, kevalya. Nothing else. Not that you will be having light on your head or third eye will open in your head. Nothing like that. It is just in this world, you take yourself as a just guest of the gods on this earth. You are just a traveler here. Maya will just take care of you then. The moment you become the traveler, guest of the god, the whole nature starts working for you. Whole nature becomes like a servant for you. You are not bothered about any seva or anything from the others in this death world. Whole nature starts making seva for you. And that time, when nothing in this world touches you, nothing in this world has any expectations from your side, you are zero of this world, you are just a traveler, neither attached nor detached. Now, no profit or loss, honor, respect, you don't have any desire of respect from someone. You don't have any desire of disrespect from someone. Birth or death makes no difference for you. Let the whole world die for you, not the problem. You have the compassion, at least your death should be the celebration. Death should be the celebration to reach to your home, back. But if you are weeping in your death, so you are coming back to the same, this cruel world. Here is a cruelty. Nobody loves nobody. You think somebody loves you, you are fool. If you expect somebody will love you. Yeah, nobody loves nobody. All are doing the business. If you do something for some, they will do something for you. Here, parents, children, husband, wife, all are businessmen. And you expect love in this death world? Love can only be with the God who has given you the body, never asked you that how much you think for me. He has given you everything, but never asked you to just think for him for 1 hour. You go to the wine shop, you go to the temple, you just make the memory for him or not. Whatever you do, still he wakes you up in the morning. Still he massages you at the night to make you fresh in the morning. Why? He is the God. Compassion. It is the compassion from the God. Even you take him in any way, he loves you. This is the love. He has kept you, still saved. You are in the right state, having your eyes can see, having your ear can hear, having your tongue can taste, have your legs to walk, have your hands to take something, to do something. This is enough. God had so much of compassion, not asking you anything in return. You do any boiling inside, make any anger inside, be lusty, be greedy, be egoist, but he is not asking you to get away of it. Still he is serving you. Serving you from the morning till night, night till morning. So this is the compassion from the God, not from the human being. If you are not doing anything for yours, if you are not doing anything for yours, yours means parents are not doing anything for their children. Children will throw them out. If children are not doing anything for parents, they will also throw them out. If husband is not doing for wife, husband will throw out. If wife is not doing for husband, husband will throw out. No relationship in the world has without the transactions. This is all the business, not the love. Your love is nothing but the business. When love is on the given side, when no one asks that the one who is not having anything in return, no expectation, no expectations from anyone, he or she only loves. His nature is love. Her nature is love. Nothing in return. That is the one who comes to that state of only love to all. He is neither a Hindu, nor Muslim, nor Sikh, nor Christian, nor the Buddhist or Jainis. He is beyond all the religions. He is beyond all the countries. No Indian, no American, no Pakistani. He is beyond everyone. He loves the whole world as a family. All the religions, all the religion heads, the origins, the all Buddha, Mahavira, Jesus, Muhammad, Kabir, Farid, Guru Nanak, Sai Baba, Meera, Sahaja, Lalla, Sufiyat, Lauju. He loves all in the same ratio, 100%, not even 99.9. That the one who loves all in a same status, for him nothing like difference to anybody, is the enlightenment. Enlightenment, Nirvana, Siddhi Pragya, Kevalya, Satyar, Advayat. Nothing else. You don't think that enlightenment means he will become some exclusion in the outside structure. It is inside your thoughts. It is inside your state of mind. Your state of mind decides where you stand. Your state of mind, if it is cool and calm in all the circumstances, then only you can achieve the state of enlightenment. Enlightenment is nothing but to go out of the death world to the immortal world. Nirvana, Siddhi, Pragya is nothing just to get rid of this death world, getting transferred to the immortal world, the origin of their or origin home, where from where you started your first journey. You are going back to your God home. So having any desire, attachment to this mortality world, you will be coming back to this world only. And when you are not having any desire of this world, you will be going out of this death world to the immortal world, the godly world. All your small desires of this physical body, that you have some lust, anger, greed, ego and attachment, are just smallest. You can say the 1,000th part of the 1% out of 100%. That's all. What you get in this world with your all physical desires, that if you make anger, you show yourself superior to someone, you have lust for some bodies, you have any anger, or you have any greed, ego or attachment for the outer world, it is only countable as the bliss state of that 100% enlightened person is just out of 101% to the 1,000th part. You see, where you stand in this world in your bliss state, for so small things you are fighting, for small things you are making position, and where you have to go to the extreme high, which is your birthright. God home is your birthright, and you are just indulged in the smallest things. How to reach to that level of final state, which is, say, the enlightenment, nirvana, siddhi, pragya, kevalya, sridhar, advaita, just go in the boat of one, sit in the boat of one who is sailing towards the other world. To go and sit in his car, who is driving to the other world. Go in the flight of the one, the pilot, who is taking to the other world. And now, how to search it out? If you have the thirst or the hunger, definitely you will get in front of him. You will go and confront that one who will take you over there. You should have the proper genius, thirst or hunger to go to the God home, back to your home. Then you will get it. And the moment you get, you should not think of anything. No, it is the duty of the pilot to take you to the other country. When you sit in the plane, you never bother that whether I will reach to Washington or not. You never bother whether I will reach to India or not when you sit in the flight. You have the trust that pilot will take me. Same trust what you have with the pilot. Same trust you should have with your guide, your master, who is sailing or who is piloting. If you don't have that much trust, which we say the word Shraddha in the spiritual world, then how will you reach? Because if you say, I don't have this, I have the lust, I have the anger, I have the... you have, this is a master who is saying, don't worry, I will take every sin of you. There is not to worry about. You should be faithful. You should be dedicated to devotee. What say devotee? Devotee means, I have no mind. I bow to you. Devotee means, my mind will not work. If you think you want to reach to the Everest, then let me, you want me to go in the valleys, not the problem. If you want to keep me away from you, not the problem. I love you so much, even you throw me in that dustbin, I will remain there because you are happy. That should be the inside your love for the master. Not that either I will reach or not. You will reach or not the problem. How much you love? Your love should be to the state, and you should have that much love for the master, the guide, the sailor, the pilot, the driver, that if you can stay without me, then okay. So you love that much that God, the master, should row right towards you. What Kabira said, that it is the God who is calling me. I am in so much deep love with the God that I am so much busy with my God. God is calling, Kabira, I have come. I am waiting for you. When he will come, we will have to go. That God should wait for you. But your love is not reaching to that state because of your I. You think that I think. Your I is bogus. You stand nowhere. You do not know anything. One who reads knows better about you. It is better you leave yourself Don't try to swim him on. Just leave your hands. Like you see the dead body, it comes up immediately. Even does not know the swimming, but whenever dead, gone, dead body comes immediately up, because not making any efforts now. See, you should be like the dead body. Leave all the efforts. Go in the lab of the master, and you see how will you reach. So this is your own I, which becomes the obstacle. Obstacle in the journey to the enlightenment, to a state of bliss. Because you cannot drive yourself. In that world of spirituality, you cannot drive. In that world, one has to die. And that body cannot drive. That body, it has to just sit. So that's why the life master requires to take you to the other world. Because life master can drive the car, can pilot the plane, can sail the boat. You have to just sit comfortably, having that much touch as you trust to the one who is taking the plane. That much touch as you sit in the car with your driver will take you there. So that much trust you should have at least. What trust you have by paying 3-5,000 rupees for your flight ticket? That much trust you should have which you are paying to the driver for taking you somewhere. That yes, he will take me to the destination. She will take me to the destination. That shraddha you don't have, and your eye starts and you always say that how can I? How can I? You cannot. You can never reach. Because you do not know. This is not the map that you will read asking someone. This map is belonging to the place from where you will not get any signal, no marking, no board that 70 kilometers, 30 kilometers. This is complete the dark. In the dark, how will you go? The one who takes you through the dark is called the enlightened one, because he is the light. But Jesus said, I am the light. I am the way. Just catch my hand. And I will take you over there. But you should have that much trust. That yes, he will take me through this dark. So when you have that complete trust in the one who is enlightened, you have to leave everything, all your efforts. You have to leave your eye incomplete. And you will see, you have reached, not reaching, you have reached that day. But your eye always becomes an obstacle in your own journey. And remember it, no one in the world can stop your journey except you. You are the going to be only the culprit if you are stopping, and don't blame anyone else that because of him or her my journey stopped. Your journey can only be stopped by your ego, by your I. And if you leave your I, no one in the world can stop your journey. So this is what we have to understand. In one birth, maybe now or after 100 births, you have to reach to your original home, the father home, the God home. And for that, the knowledge is, you have to leave your I, the ego. Otherwise, won't be easy for you to reach over there. Because I cannot remove the I. Dust cannot wash the dust. For washing the dust, water is required. And the master is water, who cleans you up. Who cleans you up. So it is better that we should understand the life ambition, the aim of human being, outside world, whatever it is, a destiny which you are going to get. No one can stop you if you have to become something. That is a destiny. Don't think your brain is so sharp that you become IAS officer or collector of wind. No. Everybody has the same brain. You are not brain, the IAS officer not brain, brought the brain from some America or Japan. He had also come from 9 months from his mother womb. It is not he had a special brain, she had the special brain, become the prime minister of prime. No. This is all the destiny, predestined. Had the thought of becoming minister, had the thought of becoming collector, had the thought of becoming star. That's why in the next human birth, he is getting the same. But does not mean becoming a collector, commissioner, or minister, he becomes happy. He's sad. And everybody is sad. Why? Because in this world there is only sadness. Until unless you leave your I and ego. Unless you understand in this world everybody cheats you. Nobody loves nobody. You have to move out from this world. You have to be traveler here, not the permanent resident. The moment you understand you are a traveler and everything is going to die here, you have the thirst of the other world, the immortal home, the God home, automatically the bliss will shower on you. Bliss will shower on you because nature becomes a servant for you. Here I am talking, not the other world. Here itself you will be in the same bliss state. Bliss state as nothing in the world can shake you or touch you. And that state only takes you to the God home. Because God Him is full of bliss. God home is beyond all this death world, all your qualities of attachment and detachment, profit and loss, respect and disrespect, birth and death. So these all things become the same. All become same. The profit and loss become same. Respect, disrespect, birth and death. All become same here itself. For the one who goes from this world to the other world, who is in the body, but inside he is traveling to the other world with his soul. So that one is called the enlightened one. While in this world, nothing touches him. He remains here, but not of this world. His one hand is given to the other to catch, to take him to the second hand. Second hand belongs to the God. One hand belongs to this world, one who reaches to the God home. So we have to understand enlightenment, nirvana, sthiti, prajna, kevalya, satyartha are not so biggest words. And to achieve the target of this is not so difficult. It is only you have to just put your eye in the feet of the one who is beyond the eye, who is beyond this materialistic world. Put your eye, put your head in the feet. You put always the head in the feet of your masters, pandits, gurus. But this is all bogus what you do, you know that. You never surrender to anyone. Whenever you get up from the feet, you make your ego. So that all is a false what you do. If it is right, you will never be in the world disturbed or shocked with anything. Because you have given your brain, you have just put your head down. So why should you catch the disturbances? It means you are giving your head on somebody's feet is not true. So the moment you give yourself through to the master, automatically you will see the results of that is bliss. You will be happy all the time. In all the circumstances you will be relaxed. Nowhere you will be disturbed. If at all disturbance come, you will be back within 5 minutes. Not 6 minutes, within 5 minutes. Not even the 6 minutes. Because your eye, the ego takes you away, extends you beyond that time. But when you are going extension of that time, it will, the journey of you for the other world will become little lengthy, nothing else. So it is better if you are somewhere on the way to the God home, you should just vomit everything to your master. If you are not complete in trust with the master, make every effort. Get yourself complete. Open up. Ask anything you have in your mind. Let it be wrong or right. Get yourself clear. Whenever get the moment to sit near to him. Sit near to him. Clear your doubts. Make your love to go deep with your experiences of being with him. So that your shraddha, your bhakti should come immediately. Where your mind should become zero. In front of the one, you should be complete zero. So that you should have the trust that I have stuck in the plane. Now pilot will take me wherever he wants. Wherever he goes, I will be with him. That much trust when you have with your master, life will become the bliss. Well, wherever you go, I am there only. Where is that mukti, dham, sachkhand, parabrahma, you for you, I don't know what that. I am with you now. That much shraddha when you have, the God home is not away from you. You are in the God home. Only then, the physical body will disappear one day with the death and you will be there permanently with the immortal body. And that will be the success of your life. That is what is called enlightenment. Bliss. State is enlightenment. Siddhi Pragya, Krishna said,
same enlightenment. Nirvana, Buddha said, same enlightenment. Satyar, Guru Nanak Deva said, same enlightenment. Advait in the Upanishad, same enlightenment. What do you think? But you are zero from this world. You are with the one in the God home. Here you are just passing by the death world with this body, the age what had with your last birth karma. But no karma now will make you disturb. All Rahu, Ketu, Shani, all will just make you completely. You can say namaskar. They will just make all good blessings for you. They will not torture you. Because now you are the God person. You are the God child. And God child is respected all in the Brahmand. So that time you will see your life, your journey even in this world is complete of bliss, happiness, and one day you will be in God home. The immortal home. From where you are with the Creator and whole, all the lokas are under you now. Under you means you will love all. You will be the assistant to your Creator. And that is the success of your life. So make your life success by taking you as a traveler in this world, not to expect anything from anyone. If you expect, don't attach to anything of anyone. Let it be a friend, wife, father, mother, children. Because in graveyard you are taking all attachment wrong. Everybody belongs to death here. And one who is going to die, he himself or she herself will lie. Why you expect something in real from one? So better just pass the time with them as long as they are in the body or you are in the body and just travel through this body to the immortal body where all will be together and whoever just follow you, whoever comes in contact with you, sail in the same boat, will be there forever and that love will be everlasting. So just go with that love, flow with the love, not expecting anything of anyone in this world. If at all expect, don't attach to any expectation and you will see the life so blissful and success. Om. All will go inside, say Om, Omkar, Omim, Omnipresent. Any question, anything I have not understood, anything shocked or disturbed, you can ask. Valkyrie, give you experiences.